Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. What's up, my friends? Thank you so much for tuning in today. Welcome back to the show. Rick Mulready here. I hope this finds you well. Your family, your loved ones. Hope you guys are doing okay. You're safe and you're feeling well. So I wanted to do this bonus episode here for you. I want to be showing up as much as possible to support you through these turbulent and uncertain times that we are all facing right now. And what you were doing in your business 2 weeks ago, even, for example, is likely not what you're doing in your business or what you should be doing in your business right now. Now, I want to use that word should very carefully, because there's a lot of people out there telling you what you need to be doing right now. And that is just doing you a disservice. And as I talked about last week in my Wednesday episode, it's okay not to know, meaning I talked a lot about it's okay not to know how to feel right now, what to do, how to act. It's okay. We're all figuring this out as we go. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are telling you what to do or telling you how you should feel or what have you. And there's also a lot of shaming going on around selling and people who are selling their offers or services or what have you. There's a lot of shaming going on social media, which I think is absolutely terrible. And so I want to talk about that for a couple of minutes here today, but I want to start this short bonus episode off with a quote that I found recently by Eleanor Roosevelt, which I think is really, really cool. She says, "You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You're able to say to yourself, I have lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. You must do the thing that you think you cannot do." I love that because it's so relevant for right now. We're all facing these weird and uncertain times and turbulent times. And so many people are afraid, you know, look, I felt the anxiety. I feel the anxiety. I struggle with anxiety myself. And so this is ratcheting things up a few notches, but that's okay, right? We as business owners, we as online entrepreneurs get to show up for our audience, be the leader that we are. Your audience, like never before, is needing you to lead. They are looking for hope. They're looking for community, support, advice, you know, and this is an amazing opportunity for you to do that right now. And so I want to talk about this whole should you be selling right now? And I absolutely think you should be selling right now. Now, again, I'm not telling you to sell. What I am telling you that is, if it feels right for you and for your audience and your community is looking for support, then you should absolutely be showing up for them in a way that feels good for you. And if that way feels like making an offer to them to support them in whatever way that it is, absolutely, we as entrepreneurs have a responsibility to be selling in how we can help people and serve people. Because as I've been talking about here in the show and on Instagram and in my emails, when we lead from a place of love, service, and value, we're going to be helping the people that we are here to help, that we're meant to help. We as entrepreneurs also have a really unique opportunity to be helping the economy, right? The economy has been suffering lately. So we as entrepreneurs get to do our part in feeding into the economy and helping the economy continue to move forward by creating new things, by continuing to put our offers out there when it makes sense, to be running our businesses so that we can be taking care of ourselves, our families, our team, if we have a team, creating jobs. I know people that are hiring right now. We as entrepreneurs have a special opportunity to do that. And so if you're afraid of selling right now because you think of what you think, you know, some people might think something of you, this is an opportunity for you as a leader to continue moving forward, because for you, it is the right thing to do if you feel like that's the right thing to do, regardless of what someone says about you or what have you. It's irrelevant. You know, if someone's saying something, that's irrelevant. You get to create in how you show up for your audience and serve and lead. And if that is in the form of an offer, 100% do it. Absolutely. I'm going to be offering my Foundations Ads course here coming up more often. Why? Because this is a time we need to be running Facebook ads and Instagram ads to be helping getting our message, whether it's list building or getting an offer, whatever it is, getting the way that we serve in front of people who need it. And Facebook and Instagram ads right now are an amazing opportunity. I'm not just telling you that because I'm an ads guy. Ad costs right now are really good. And I'm not saying like take advantage of the situation, but at the same time, this is a very good time. We should not be pulling back as far as out of fear, right? If it's a dire financial situation, well, I mean, how can you be creating value for people through what you do to help you with that? And ads are, I know a ton of people and my students that I'm encouraging to double down on the ads right now because they're working extremely well. Even if it's just for list building, I say just for list building, holy cow, I'm talking to so many of my students whose cost per lead right now are, they've never seen lower cost per lead. So I think it's your duty as an entrepreneur, if it makes sense for you and it feels right for you and your audience needs the support that you're able to offer, to go ahead and sell to them, help them in whatever way feels right to you, and move forward leading from that place of love, service, and value to them. Okay. I'm going to read that Eleanor Roosevelt quote one more time, and then we will sign off for today. So I got two more episodes coming your way this week with Chris Plackey, who is an amazing business coach that I coach with myself for several months last year in 2019. Then also Tarzan Kay, who's been on the show here before. You're going to hear from her this coming Friday. So Eleanor Roosevelt, again, that quote, "You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, I have lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. You must do the thing you think you cannot do." And my friends, I firmly believe that what we're going through right now is going to be short-lived. And what you do right now is deeply going to define your business long-term. And you're going to look back down the road and be so proud of yourself for how you showed up as the leader that you are in your business right now. Thank you so much for listening to the episode here today. Super appreciate you guys. Hang in there. I got you. I'm here for you. Two more episodes coming this week, later on this week here on the show. I'll talk to you soon.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.